God gave us the Bible for four reasons. Notice the next verse. It says there, all scripture is inspired by God, and it is useful to teach us what is true and make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It straightens us out and teaches us to do what is right. Notice the four things. It's useful to teach us what is true, number one. Number two, it makes us realize what's wrong in our lives. Number three, it straightens us out. And number four, it teaches us to do what is right. That's why God gave us this signpost called the Bible.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, we continue in our series called Life's Healing Choices. In these lessons, Rick offers an in-depth biblical look at overcoming the hurts, hang-ups, and habits that hold us back in life. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a great video resource that will show you step-by-step how to let go of your past hurts, hang-ups, and habits once and for all, called the Life's Healing Choices Study Kit, an 8-session DVD and workbook. You can take a sneak peek at it while you listen today just by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Letting Go and Letting God.
There's an old hymn that goes, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. You need to do that. You need to make Jesus the manager of your life. Look at this last verse. Give yourself to the Lord, trust in Him, and read the rest with me, and He will help you. Now, when it says give yourself, what's it talking about? It means to abandon yourself. It means to let go. It means to surrender, to submit, to say, you know, I'm all yours, God. I'm going to go. I'm going to bend with you. It's kind of like the trees in my backyard. Kay and I live out in the canyon, and our home is out on a point of a canyon that it's unobstructed for about a quarter of a mile. And so the gale winds come down and hit our home at full force quite frequently, 60, 70 miles or more an hour. And I've had different kinds of trees in my backyard. We've lived there about 10 years. And some of them break and some of them don't. The difference is, do they bend when the wind comes? There are some that are rigid when the wind hits them. They refuse to bend. And as a result, they pop off. They break. We lose branches. We lose limbs. Some have got uprooted. Because they are stiff. They're rigid. They resist. On the other hand, the trees in my backyard that bend with the wind, they're the ones that last. They bend, they give into it, they go with the flow. Now, in your life, you can be rigid and you can reject the winds of God. Go, I'm not going to go that way. And you're going to break. Eventually, you're going to break. On the other hand, if you give in and you submit and you say, God, you know what's best for me anyway, and you love me, I'm going to trust you. Then you will last throughout the lifetime without all these breaks and hurts and pains in your life. It says, give yourself, and it says, trust. You know, in many ways, life is kind of like riding a roller coaster. Now think about this. In a roller coaster, it's got a beginning and an end, and between those two, there are a lot of hills and valleys. And between those two, there are some times when it speeds up and there are times when it slows down, and you don't have control over either of those. And your life is a lot like a roller coaster. What you need to do is you need to let God strap you in to the roller coaster and just go along for the ride. Now, I used to worry and be afraid of roller coasters, but I'm not anymore because I know it's not just a machine. There is an operator, an unseen operator behind that roller coaster. And they've got cameras pointing on all angles of it, and he's in control the whole time. And I don't have to worry because the unseen operator knows where I started, knows where I'm going to end, and he's going to get me safely to the end. There may be some twirls. There may be some ups and downs. There are a lot of times in my life where I feel like it's out of control, but it's not. There are times on a roller coaster you may feel like this is out of control, but it's not. There is an unseen operator pulling the switches and doing and going to make sure that you start right, you end right, and you go safely through the journey. There is an unseen operator in your life. His name is God. He knows the beginning and the end of your life. And he knows, yeah, you're going to have some flips in life. You're going to have some twirls. You're going to have some mountains. You're going to have some valleys, some fast and slow times. But he's in control. So you don't need to worry. You need to just sit back, get strapped in, and enjoy the ride. What is that called? It's called meekness. It's called letting go and letting God. And that's the first step to reducing stress in your life. Make Jesus the manager of my life. Number two, this first E in meek stands for establish God's word as the authority of my life. I make Jesus the manager of my life. Number two, I establish God's word as the authority of my life. Why is this a stress reliever? Because if you don't have an authority in your life, you're going to listen to all different kinds of conflicting opinions. And one day you'll decide this, another day you'll decide that, and one day you can't decide, and indecision causes stress. But if you decide that God's word is going to be the authority of your life, it's real simple. It simplifies decision making. We all need authorities in our lives for our own health. Last Wednesday night, after the pastor's conference that I'd been teaching this week, my family decided to go to the beach at about 9 o'clock at night. Now, that's real typical for the Warrens. We'll kind of, hey, let's go do this. So at 9:30 at night, we're down at Hole in the Fence, Capistrano Beach, frolicking in the ocean at 9:30 at night. Running up and down in the waves and having fun. It's almost pitch black, couple of street lights out there. We're just having a great time. And then all of a sudden, somebody in our family, I think it was Kay, saw this little tiny sign that was posted in the sand in Spanish and English that said, contaminated water, stay out. Okay, now, that sign represents an authority. It is saying, don't you dare put your feet in this water. It's contaminated. Now, why was that law posted? There is an authority there, and why was that law posted? To ruin my fun? To make my life a big bummer? Why was it there? It was there for my own health. Now, how should I react to that authority? How should I react to that sign? Well, I have a lot of options, and you have a lot of options when you react to God's authority, the Word. I mean, I could say, this is a stupid sign. I know better than this sign, so I'm going to go ahead and play in the water anyway. And I just reject the authority. It's dumb. I don't like it. It's dumb, so I'm going to do my own thing. Or I could say, this sign is out of date. It was for another time and another age. And it really doesn't apply to me because it's out of date, I'm sure. Or I could say, this sign doesn't really mean what it says. When it says stay out, that's just your interpretation. I interpret the word stay out as meaning go right ahead. Go right ahead. That's just your interpretation. Or I could say, I'm sure God would want me to ignore this sign because God wants me to have fun. Now, all through the Bible, God has said things like, don't have premarital sex. Well, now I can say, you know, that's out of date. It's wrong. I don't like it. That's your interpretation. It doesn't matter. It's still the truth. And why does God? Why was that sign set up there on the ocean? To keep me from disease, from danger, and possibly even death. It was for my own benefit. Now, the Bible is filled with all kinds of rules, commands, and things. God says, do this, don't do this, make sure you do this. Why does he do that? Because he is a loving God. And everything that's in this book is not there to make your life miserable. It's there to protect you. It's there for your own help. It's there for your own good. A loving God who knows more than you is saying, here's the rules for life. If you ignore them, you only get hurt.
The second half of today's show is coming up next. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. That's rickwarren.org or just text the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
We've all been hurt by other people. We've hurt ourselves and we've hurt others. And as a result, every single one of us ends up with some sort of hurt, hang-up, or habit. But the question we all face is, where do we go from here? The Life's Healing Choices DVD Study Kit from Pastor Rick Warren offers freedom from those hurts, hang-ups, and habits through 8 healing choices that promise true happiness and life transformation. Using the Beatitudes of Jesus as a foundation, Rick leads you through 8 video sessions that offer practical, encouraging biblical teaching. Each session includes real-life stories of men and women whose lives have been transformed by living out the 8 choices presented in this study kit. Through making each of these choices, you will find God's pathway to wholeness, growth, spiritual maturity, happiness, and healing. You'll find real answers, real hope, and a real future, one healing choice at a time. We'd love to send you this life-changing DVD and workbook as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this broadcast ministry. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the Life's Healing Choices DVD Study Kit from Pastor Rick Warren. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Thanks.
Once again, here's Rick.
God gave us the Bible to be an authority. You say, well, I don't want an authority in my life. Well, I hate to tell you this, but you're already controlled by something. As Bob Dylan used to sing years ago, you're going to have to serve somebody. Right now, you're controlled by something. You may be controlled by popular culture. And so you buy a certain kind of car because everybody else buys that kind of car. You may be controlled by the opinions of others or the approval of your parents. You may be controlled by your husband or your wife. You may be controlled by your own desires, appetites, and drives. You may be controlled by an addiction or a habit. You may be controlled by a memory. But I want to tell you something. Everybody in this room is controlled by something. You may even be controlled by your own ego. Everybody's controlled by something. God gave us the Bible for 4 reasons. Notice the next verse. It says there, all scripture is inspired by God, and it is useful to teach us what is true and make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It straightens us out and teaches us to do what is right. Notice the 4 things. It's useful to teach us what is true, number 1. Number 2, it makes us realize what's wrong in our lives. Number 3, it straightens us out. And number 4, it teaches us to do what is right. That's why God gave us this signpost called the Bible. Here's a letter that represents the difference the Bible can make in your life. Dear Pastor Rick, I was raised in a good Christian home and we went to church every week, but for years I made myself the authority for what was right and wrong. Instead of following God's standard, I just made up my own. I thought I knew what would make me happy. Even though I knew what the Bible said, I often ignored it, thinking it was impractical or uncomfortable. I didn't want anything cramping my style. I made a lot of money in business, but the feeling of success would fade quickly, and I turned to an illicit affair to fill the hole in my heart. In my heart, I knew adultery was wrong, but true to form, I made up all kinds of excuses for ignoring God's standard, for having an affair, and eventually for justifying my divorce. Next, I tried partying and pleasure. Alcohol and cocaine were the order of the day. It gave me a way to mask my pain and deny what I had become. Totally self-centered and egotistical. In spite of all the hurt that I caused her, my girlfriend agreed to marry me, and in 1994, as my wife, she told me enough was enough. I knew I had to get my life together. I was going to lose both my wife and my little daughter. So I stopped going to bars, but I continued drinking at home every night. At my wife's urging, we started to come into Saddleback in 1996. Every Sunday, always nursing a hangover, the music would move me to tears, and your message from God's Word gave me hope that God still loved me and could change me. One Sunday, I heard a testimony that was just like my story. I'll never forget it because it was John Penn Praise who gave the testimony. It made me realize how much unnecessary pain I had caused by ignoring God's commandments. But it also gave me hope that God could straighten out my life if I just start following His Word and trusting Jesus Christ to guide my life. So in 1996, I began attending Celebrate Recovery. What I found was a bunch of guys who had nothing but love in their hearts and a desire to follow God's Word in order to get healthy. 5 years later, my life is completely changed for the better. Jesus Christ has become the most important person in my life. My wife and I were baptized and joined Saddleback, and God's Word has become my guidebook for living every day. This week, my dad passed away on Wednesday. He was a devout believer, and I now have the peace that I will see him again in heaven because I put my trust in Christ too. I don't always understand why God commands us to do certain things, but I have learned that when I trust him and I follow the directions, I always end up in a better place than I could have imagined. And I might add, you end up with less stress too. Now, why should I depend on God's word? Why should I make this book my standard? If God says do it, I do it. If God says don't, I don't. I'll tell you why. Because it's dependable. Why is it dependable? Because it doesn't change. Fads change, opinions change, even science changes. Today, by the time a science textbook is in print, it's already out of date. A couple weeks ago, I threw out a stack of computer books about that big because they're all worthless now, they're irrelevant. Wrong operating systems, wrong programs, etc. Everything else changes, but God's word doesn't change because the truth never changes. And God's laws don't change. When Alan Shepard, who was the first American astronaut in space, was interviewed by a reporter before the first space shot, the reporter asked him, on what are you depending? And Alan Shepard said, that God's laws will not change. Pretty good answer. I mean, what do you think if, say, gravity worked every other day? Would that kind of cramp your style? I would think so. God's laws are immutable. They are unchanging. And if you want to get healthy again, emotionally, if you want to get healthy again, relationally, if you want to get healthy again, physically or any other way, you just need to make Jesus Christ the manager of your life, and you need to make God's word the authority of your life. And you need to commit the commitments that David did in Psalm 119. Look at these. I have made up my mind to obey your laws forever, no matter what. Have you made that commitment? Have you made that commitment? To obey God's laws forever, no matter what. That's a stress reliever. How about the next one? I will never lay aside your laws, for you have used them to restore my joy and health. God says, I'll restore your joy and health if you just do what I tell you to do. Follow the instructions. Meekness, letting go and letting God, is saying, God, I really believe you're smarter than me. So I'm going to do what you tell me to do. Tom's going to talk about the next one.
On the back of your outline, the second E in meekness, if I want to really enjoy God's power in my life, is to embrace God's Spirit as the power for my life. When you take a look at God's Word and what it says and how we're to live life, are there some things in here that seem a little difficult to do? In fact, even some that seem impossible to do? How about that one, don't worry about anything? Is that tough for any of you like it is for me? How about that one, don't ever grumble about anything? You ever struggle with that one? You begin to look through this book and you think, that's impossible. I can't love everyone. I can't do that. If you've ever felt that way, congratulations. You're in exactly the right spot. Because you've realized the power doesn't come from you, it comes from God. It comes from what only God can do. It's His power that makes the difference. God never asks us to do anything without being willing to provide us the power to do it. Look at this verse from Ezekiel 36. I will put my spirit in you, and I will enable you to live by my laws. The secret of power in life, the secret of reducing stress in life, is living life not by your willpower, but by God's power. Galatians chapter 3, verse 10 says, anyone who tries to live by his own effort, independent of God, is doomed to failure. One of the reasons you and I face so much stress is we try to do it on our own. When God is willing and able to give us the power that we need to live life. You see, meekness is really about two words that we don't like. It's about submitting and surrendering. And those are scary words for us. A month or so ago when I had surgery to repair my Achilles tendon, The surgery part of it didn't really make me as nervous as that part where they were going to put me to sleep and I wasn't going to know what was going on. Don't look at me like you wouldn't worry about that kind of stuff. Whenever we're out of control, whenever we feel like we have to give control to somebody else, we worry about that. But if I was going to get healthy again, I had to submit and surrender to some doctors who knew how to do what I didn't know how to do. If you're going to get healthy again, you've got to submit and surrender to God, who knows how to do and can give you the power to do what you can't do on your own. He has the power to make a difference. He has the strength to do what you cannot do. That verse, Philippians 4:13, is in your outline. Would you read it with me? I have the strength to face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me.
The fourth way to let go and let God is to keep Jesus the focus of my life. I make Jesus the manager of my life. I establish God's word as the authority of my life. I embrace God's spirit as the power for my life. And I keep Jesus Christ as the focus of my life. That is a stress reliever. Hebrews 12:2 says, we must keep our eyes on Jesus, who leads us and makes our faith complete. Do you remember when Peter was walking on water, that miracle out there in the Bible? As long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he's doing the impossible, what nobody could do. But when he took his eyes off Jesus, he looks down at the water, he sank.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions that we didn't have time for, or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick with two R's in the middle, .com. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, but first, it's no secret that we've all been hurt by other people. We've hurt ourselves, we've hurt others, and as a result, every single one of us ends up with some sort of hurt, hang-up, or habit. But the question we all face is, where do we go from here? The Life's Healing Choices DVD study kit from Pastor Rick Warren offers freedom from those hurts, hang-ups, and habits through 8 healing choices that promise true happiness and life transformation. Using the Beatitudes of Jesus as a foundation, Rick leads you through 8 video sessions that offer practical, encouraging Bible teaching. Each session includes real-life stories of men and women whose lives have been transformed by living out the 8 choices presented in this study kit. Through making each of these choices, you will find God's pathway to wholeness, growth, spiritual maturity, happiness, and healing. You'll find real answers, real hope, and a real future, one healing choice at a time. We'd love to send you this life-changing DVD and workbook as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this broadcast ministry. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the Life's Healing Choices DVD study kit from Pastor Rick Warren. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Thanks. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
If you're going through a major pain today, if you're holding on to a deep hurt, God wants you to understand 3 fundamental truths. First, God knows everything about your situation. Second, God cares about your situation. Third, God can change your situation if you'll give it to Him. Now that's good news. It may seem unbelievable, but it's absolutely true. Now, sometimes God changes us, sometimes God changes the situation, but He will work to heal the pain in your life. Not only does He want to do it, He has the power to do it. If you know somebody who needs to hear about Life's Healing Choices, would you share these messages with them? By the way, let me just mention to you that Daily Hope is a 100% listener-supported ministry. We don't have some giant donor out there funding all of this. It's paid for by people like you and me. And if you can send in a financial gift of any amount, I would deeply appreciate it because it helps me continue to spread God's word to people all around the world. And you can have a part in helping fulfill the Great Commission. Thanks for listening today, and thanks for supporting us financially. Join me next time as we continue to look into God's word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please write him at rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.